Hello, and again, welcome to the Labyrinth Library. I hope you've had a good week. Last week we talked about The Android's Dream by John Scalzi. And at the end of that episode, I left you a clue as to the book under discussion today. And I hoped that you would write in, send emails, send comments, and try and guess what this week's review would be. Unfortunately, nobody guessed. In fact, nobody tried. I'm going to choose to believe that you are all very, very busy. I'm sure you would have loved to have guessed and won the fabulous prize that is my eternal admiration. But, you know, don't worry about me. I don't feel bad. I understand you have your own life. You know, don't worry about me. I'm fine over here all by myself. I guess people are listening, but I don't know. You know, don't put yourself out. It's okay. It's all right. Anyway, the clue that I left last week is a reference to this bit from the movie Superman.
It's too good to be true. He's 6'4", has black hair, blue eyes, doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, and tells the truth.
That was Miss Tessmacher describing Superman from Lois Lane's article that she wrote after that rather uncomfortable flying scene. Anyway, yes, we're talking about Superman, but we're not talking about Superman as we know him. We are talking today about the graphic novel Superman Red Sun by Mark Millar, Dave Johnson, Killian Plunkett, Andrew Robinson, and Walden Wong. Now, every culture has its icons. These are characters that are recognizable by anybody who lives there, figures that are almost impossible not to know. And America is very, very good at producing these icons and spreading them worldwide. You know, I remember reading somewhere, and I don't remember where that is at the moment, that the United States' chief export is dreams. And I think there is definitely something to that. We sell dreams all over the world. It's why Hollywood is so successful. It's why the local video store near me has an entire wall of just American TV shows. Now, of all the dreams to emerge from the American subconscious over the last century, Superman is one of the most enduring. You show that S shield to almost anyone on the planet, and they will probably know what it is. For most of his lifetime, he has stood for truth, justice, and the American way. Although that third element has been slowly vanishing as modern writers with a more global perspective take over the character. Regardless of his slightly jingoistic past, Superman still remains a very popular American figure. He represents what we would like to be as a country. Powerful and just, upright and honest, but at the same time, kind and generous, and at heart, good. Superman has the power to control the world, but he doesn't. He chooses not to. And we like to believe that it was his small-town American upbringing that instilled such humility in him. This book examines how things might have gone. Now, a little background for you. In the late 80s, DC Comics introduced their Elseworlds imprint with a pretty simple mandate. Take canon DC characters and place them in new situations or environments. This way, you could see how Batman might have turned out in an America that had never gained its independence, or what would have happened to the JLA, the Justice League, for those of you who don't know, without Superman. Or what if the Flash had taken the bullet meant for JFK. It opened a lot of creative doors, allowing writers to tell new stories about familiar characters without disrupting the regular continuity of the DC Comics line. It's a little different from Marvel's What If series. What If would examine a critical turning point in a character's history and imagine, well, what if something else had happened? Elseworld looks at just completely different scenarios. So now, of these scenarios, of these books, Superman, Red Sun, is one of the best. Mark Millar poses a very, very simple question with a very complex answer. What if young Kal-El's rocket had landed in the Soviet Ukraine instead of Kansas? What emerges is a fascinating tale of a Superman brought up under Stalinist philosophy. Still the good man that we know him to be, Superman nonetheless chooses a very different means of interacting with the world. We see from the first few pages that the man cannot stand still. He's constantly in motion, trying to save people, not just in the Soviet Union, but anywhere in the world. It is his responsibility, he believes, to keep people safe, much in the manner of Soviet philosophy, where the government controls nearly every aspect of its citizens' lives. Taken in by Stalin, Superman eventually rises to lead the Soviet Union to nearly worldwide dominance. Under his rule, there are no accidents, there are no wars, there are no conflicts. Crime is nearly non-existent, and those who do not mesh well in this well-ordered world are mentally reprogrammed until they do. There are dissidents, of course, like the mysterious Batman, a singular force of chaos in Superman's perfectly ordered world, but in the end, even he falls. The only true challenge to Superman's worldwide reign is the brilliant American scientist Dr. Lex Luthor, who has devoted his life to freeing mankind from alien tyranny. Really, it's a brilliant take on the myth, with a lot of very familiar characters worked in. And the art is gorgeous, with a style and a color palette that evokes thoughts of the old Soviet-era propaganda posters, which take the ideology out of them. They're beautiful artwork. But it still never fails to be dynamic and fascinating. But more important is the message of the story. The idea that comics can have a message is something that a lot of people seem to ignore, fueling the idea that comics are just for kids. And certainly there are a lot of comics out there which are fluff entertainment. You know, same goes for TV and movies and books and everything else. But the message in Red Sun is very, very important and very, very timely. Now, this story was published in 2003, at a time when America, let's face it, was in a lot of pain. We'd been badly hurt, and we wanted to set things right, and by doing so, we ended up causing a lot more damage to the world than we ourselves had endured. By trying to fix other people's problems, we created even more, and the harder we pushed, the more the world pushed back. And this is not a new trend at all. You know, one of the negative labels often affixed to the United States is that of the world policeman. We have a long, long habit of trying to help everyone, whether that's the right thing to do or not. In that vein, the Superman of Red Sun, despite being a Soviet, is a reflection of ourselves. He is a man of immense power who decides to help everybody. His intentions are good, but good intentions are not always rewarded with good results. His world is orderly, yes. Crime and violence are nearly unheard of. But it comes at the price of individual freedom. People are no longer in control of their own destinies with Superman in charge, and while that may be a safe life, it's not a life that most of us would like to live. The political message of this book is subtle, but it is there. And more interestingly, it's a message that can be enjoyed by a broad spectrum of political views. If you are liberal, then it's taking a stance against imperialism, against the imposition of one country's values and politics over all others, all in the name of making the world a better place. If you're a conservative, it's a call for individual liberty. After all, a government that provides everything for its people is just another form of oppression. Without the freedom to make their own choices, for good or for ill, people are not truly free. In the end, it's a complex tale, with no real good guys and no real bad guys. Well, except for Brainiac, who will probably never be anything but a bad guy. It's a story about the choices we make, both as citizens and as societies, and the understanding that we must have the freedom to make these choices. They may sometimes be the wrong ones, but making mistakes is part of the package. In the end, there can be no Superman to save us. We have to save ourselves. So let me end this with a quote, as usual. It's very short, and it kind of encapsulates everything about Superman, and that is, "I care about everybody." So that was Superman Red Sun. If you're a Superman fan, if you're a comics fan, you really should read it. If you're not a big fan of comics, I recommend reading it anyway. It's a nice change from the usual read, and who knows, it might get you back into reading comics, which, by the way, are a dying industry. Please support them. I love them dearly. Well, that's it for this review. As with last week, I'm going to give you a clue as to next week's review. And I admit, maybe the one I gave you for this one was a little bit obscure. You know, if you haven't watched the Superman movie as often as I have, then you might not have gotten the quote. So, I'm going to make this one easy for you. And remember, if you can guess what next week's book is, then I promise you will win my eternal admiration, which is far more valuable than you really realize, you know. Anything could happen. I could become rich and famous someday, and this could all come back to you, right? So it's in your best interest. Okay, enough begging and pleading. Here is your clue to next week's review. I find it inconceivable that you haven't read this book. Okay? Yeah, all right, was that so hard? No, of course not. That was easy. So, leave me a comment and tell me what you think the next review is, or leave me a comment about this book or anything else. I really don't mind. In the meantime, thank you very much, and I will see you all next week. A text version of this review will be up on the blog, thelabyrinthlibrary.blogspot.com, along with any relevant links I can think of. If you have anything you want to say, or any suggestions you'd like to make, please leave a comment and let me know. If you have a book you'd like to recommend, I'd be happy to hear it. This podcast is covered by a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, which means feel free to share it, but please don't sell it or change it. The music is courtesy of Kevin MacLeod at www.incompetech.com. Thanks for listening. I'll be back next week, and until then, keep reading.